Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Saturday said Pakistan, as a responsible state, responded positively to the ceasefire in view of regional peace and well-being of millions of people living in this region. In a televised address to nation, the premier expressed the hope that all the outstanding issues, including the water distribution, Jammu and Kashmir dispute and all other unresolved issues, would now be settled by holding negotiations and adopting a peaceful path. The Prime Minister wholeheartedly congratulated the nation for demonstrating to the world that their self-respect and dignity were more precious than life itself, adding, "If anyone challenges their sovereignty, they stand like an iron wall and overpower their enemies. What the enemy did was a cowardly and shameful act, naked aggression," the Prime Minister said, noting that the brave and professional armed forces delivered a highly effective response that would be remembered as a defining chapter in modern warfare. He said under the pretext of the Pahalgam incident, India attempted to drag Pakistan into war, despite Pakistan's immediate offer to cooperate in an impartial and transparent international investigation. In the face of a flurry of false allegations, Pakistan showed restraint and patience, the Prime Minister said, adding that India attempted to infiltrate Pakistani territory with drones and missile attacks targeting innocent civilians and mosques, while also testing Pakistan's patience with botched strikes on military installations and water resources. The Prime Minister said that following repeated acts of aggression, Pakistan chose to respond in kind, a language the enemy understood well. He said Pakistan made it clear that the negotiations meant for the table would now take place on the battlefield. He praised the armed forces of Pakistan, saying their soldiers were unfamiliar with the concept of defeat. He said that within a few hours, Pakistan's forces silenced the enemy's guns, and the world would remember how they turned enemy air bases, installations and stockpiles into ashes. Even the Rafale failed in the encounter. The Prime Minister said their fight was against an outdated mindset rooted in hatred, aggression, religious bigotry, and anti-humanity. "This is a victory for truth and our principles," he said, adding that Pakistan responded to the enemy in a manner what deemed fit by a respected nation. The 240 million people of the country expressed their unwavering support and affection for the valiant armed forces, standing firmly beside them throughout the conflict. He also thanked the nation for their prayers for the armed forces' success, saying that as a result, Almighty had granted them a tremendous victory.